This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation discussed by Missouri senators.
Thank you, Mr. President.
On Tuesday afternoon, Missouri senators gave first-round approval to Senate Bill 579, which would modify provisions relating to certain crimes against emergency service providers. Sponsor, Senator Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff, says this would affect probation or parole for some.
Not be eligible for probation or parole unless the offender causes a physical injury or death and is charged with a Class C felony.
During discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton wondered if this is a first or a last.
And I just don't know if this is one of one or one of 100.
Senate Bill 579 still needs another positive vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
$98 million to fully fund the education formula this year.
We get better data than the House actually has.
In talking about Senate Bill 567, which would modify provisions relating to tax credits and funds for vulnerable populations, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City looks at the budget.
Am I correct in saying that you would like, if possible, to help the senior citizens stay in their home?
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says the biggest challenge in state spending is tax credits.
Because they're taking too big of a hole, about a $625 million hole.
Monday saw the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hear Senate Bill 786, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to whistleblowers' protection for public employees. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur is the sponsor.
When there's wrongdoing in a government agency or office, the best way to find out about it is if somebody blows the whistle.
Committee member Senator Ed Emery of Lamar says this measure proves punishment really deters wrongful activity.
Whether it's not doing the right thing because there's a threat of harm or whether it's not doing the wrong thing because there's a threat of harm.
Senate Bill 786 still awaits final committee action. The Missouri Senate Economic Development Committee takes action on Senate Bill 549, which would reauthorize the Missouri Works Training Program, and Senate Bill 550, which seeks to reauthorize the Missouri Works Program. Sponsor, Senator Jay Wasson of Nixon, says both measures have been combined.
These are probably 90% of the tools that we have in the toolbox.
During committee discussion, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis wondered about the program's success.
Which part of the state has taken the most advantage of this program?
The panel sent the bills to the full Missouri Senate on Wednesday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.